Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Make peace with time. So many of us are manipulating this idea of time in a way that works against consistency. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, where I just want to take a few minutes with you every day to re-engage with what you are working for. Because without that habit, without that routine, without that intentionality, it's very easy to have days where we're doing the work and days where we're distracted and we come up for air and realize, wow, I didn't follow through on the things I said I would. I did things today that run counter to the person I want to be and the kinds of things I want to do. That's what we do with this Consistency 365 series. In a recent full-length episode, I think it was 1167, I did an interview with a woman named Athena Perez. She has lost over 200 pounds. And towards the end of the episode, I asked her, hey, you've had this lifelong struggle with food. You managed to break free from that yo-yo dieting cycle, from that on-again, off-again way of living. What advice would you give to somebody who's listening who still hasn't broken free from that way of being, on again, off again, all or nothing, kind of operating between these two extremes? And one of the things she said was make peace with time. And at first you might think, what the heck? How does that have anything to do with weight loss? How does that have anything to do with all or nothing behaviors? How does that have anything to do with consistency? And it's because of the way that we interpret time and then use that interpretation to say, it's too much, I'll never get there anyway, or it's not working, what's the point? This happens when we project where we'll be at some future point. If I do these things for this amount of time, then by this date, I'll be here. Or when we're doing the work and the results that we're getting don't meet our expectations and we think, what's the point? It's not working. It never works. Here we go. Why bother? And then we use our relationship with time in this twisted way to justify doing the things that aren't aligned with who and how we want to be, that are in fact aligned with who and how we don't want to be. So her advice, make peace with time, is about taking the timeline out of the equation and no longer using that to manipulate yourself in any way. You focus on what you can do today. You focus on your behaviors. You focus on your efforts. I did an episode a while back about this inadvertent 30-day experiment I did with no sugar and the golden rules and different things like that, and how for 14 or 15 days out of the 30 days, despite me doing all the things that I thought would drive weight loss, the scale didn't move. Now, on the span of 30 days, I was down 10.2 pounds, but there was 14 or 15 days where I was like, what is going on here? And in a past part of my life, I would have used that experience to say, what's the point? It's not even working. Or I might be a little bit craftier and say, oh, maybe my body just needs a reset, and make this crazy story to justify indulging. But instead, what I told myself is very much in line with Athena's advice to make peace with time. I'm doing these things, these daily action items, because they are good for me, because objectively they are healthy behaviors, and the results will come when the results will come. We're not calculators. It's not going to be linear. What you do today, you might not see reflected on the scale tomorrow. What you do this week, you might not see reflected in your business or your finances or your waist circumference in the time frame you expect. So release your grip on the timepiece and you just focus on executing. These are the kinds of things we talk about in 10X Mindset, because at the end of the day, it is our mind, it is the way that we think that talks us into consistency or that talks us out of consistency. So if this is a struggle for you, consider checking out 10X Mindset. Just go to primalpotential.com/10X. If you have questions about it, shoot me a message. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow.